Hanging Lake is a gem of the White River National Forest. It also happens to sit right off the highly trafficked Interstate 70 in Glenwood Canyon. 150,000 people visit the site every year, and many flout the rules, which in turn hurts the lake's fragile ecosystem. Now the Forest Service wants to cap the number of people who can visit each day. KUNC's Jackie Fortier spoke with Aaron Mayville, district ranger for the area, about their draft plan to help fix the problem.
The plan you put out today calls for a 40% reduction, so it would allow 615 people to visit Hanging Lake per day. How did you come up with that number, and why is it a manageable size?
Basically, what it represents is a 40% reduction from those peak days. So that 11 or 1200 day, you reduce that 40%, you get 615. Based on certain thresholds that we define and certain management objectives that we're trying to achieve, we can actually, through monitoring, we could adjust that 615 up or down accordingly. The other thing about the daily capacity, we'll hopefully move forward with an hourly allocation to that daily capacity. So for instance, now with the unmanaged kind of system that we have, we see spikes during the day. Not only does it congest the parking lot and traffic backs up and all of those complications, but it pushes a giant pulse of people onto the trail and at the lake at one time. And that's when we really see the trail crowding, the overcrowding at the boardwalk, people walking around each other, widening the trail tread. And so what we anticipate is with that 615 people per day, that there will be some kind of spreading out of that usage throughout the day. So that instead of getting a big spike from 10 a.m. till noon, we'll see a more leveled visitor pattern.
And one of the ways to manage the sheer number of people listed in the plan is by instituting an online reservation and then shuttle service to Hanging Lake. How would that work?
What we're doing right now is we're soliciting comment from the public to hear what they think about the idea of a shuttle and the idea of a reservation system. And once we kind of go from there, we can then further refine that as to how that might look. You know, pickup times and how often the shuttle is going to be running per day. Those are those details that will be worked out kind of in the near future.
Visitation has doubled in the last 5 years. Sometimes during the summer, over 1,000 people per day visit Hanging Lake. There's problems with graffiti, litter, even human waste. Do you think that this proposed management plan can reverse any of the damage to the ecosystem, or is it just too late?
I don't think it's too late at all, actually. When we were developing this plan with that stakeholder group, there's a sense that the lake needs to take a breather and to take a little bit of a break, right? And again, that was a big driver for arriving at that 615 people per day, daily capacity. We're hoping, and what our studies are showing, is that will allow fewer footsteps on the trail and fewer people at the lake at one time. It will reduce the maintenance, what we call the deferred maintenance, on some of the improvements up there, like bridges and the railing and the boardwalk, because fewer people will be using it and walking on it. Doing that, I think, will reduce the crowding on the trail, reduce the congestion in the parking lot, allow for the trail and the lake itself to breathe a little bit, get a little bit of a break, and yeah, ultimately be a better experience for visitors moving on into the future.
What's the next step in the process for the proposed management plan?
Public comment will be open for 30 days, and then we conduct our environmental and social analysis of the plan. We anticipate that those impacts will be positive in this case, because we're seeing environmental degradation, we're seeing a degraded visitor experience up there. So we're hoping this plan is actually going to yield positive effects to the environment and to the social kind of aspect of Hanging Lake.
That was Aaron Mayville, district ranger for the White River National Forest, speaking to me from his office in Minturn. Mayville says that they hope to present a draft decision this winter and institute the final plan this coming spring. For KUNC, I'm Jackie Fortier.